toaster oven.
What about the thing that cooks food very fast?
A microwave. Yeah, I thought of that. Sure, we'd say microwave.
Any other things like that? This is very much a catch-all question that will accept any sort of appliance.
Right. Toaster oven. Warmer?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What do you call those things that cook food very slowly at a low temperature?
What do you call it? A crock pot? Or a crock pot. Yeah, not a pressure cooker. A crock pot, right.
Okay. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Laundromat.
Ever hear anything else in Houston?
Mm-mm. Like what?
Like washateria.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, but I would never say that.
Mm-hmm. You'd hear laundromat more, you think?
I think so.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you put your laundry in?
Washing machine.
No, not an appliance, but just where you put the dirty clothes before you wash them.
Yeah, a clothes hamper.
Okay, does it have a lid?
I hope so. Yeah,
you know. I see your point.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Then the thing that, the electric thing that you get the dirt off the carpet with?
The electric thing? I would say a vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And how about the thing inside the vacuum cleaner that's removable that collects the dirt?
I call that the, I usually just say I'm going to empty the vacuum cleaner.
Are you going
vacuum cleaner bag. I would never say that. I would just say
I'm going out to buy some. If you'd run out of them.
Yes, yes. I'm going out to buy some bags for the vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And then what would you use if you were going to mop the floor to put the water in? What sort of a container?
A bucket.
Made out of?
Well, I mean, metal or a small plastic one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Are you acquainted with those machines that some people have in their homes for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
We call that a trash masher, is that right?
That's certainly one alternative. A lot of people say that.
I think that's what I've never owned one, but I think that's what I heard them call.
I don't think I really have a term for it. They're just all these miscellaneous things. What do you call the large container for garbage that you'd have outside the house?
Garbage can.
Okay. Would it be the same thing if it were one of those very big ones that the city furnishes that you take out to the curb? Well, they don't do it in DeKalb County, but they do it in the city of Atlanta.
What do we call that? Garbage bin, I think. And those large gray or brown metallic things that are maybe 12 feet wide and 6 feet deep.
I don't think it's that big, well, at least the ones that they have in Atlanta.
I mean, a thing like in large apartment complexes?
No, well, that was the next question, actually.
Yeah, that's a garbage bin.
Okay, do you have any other term for that?
It
might have behind stores or in large apartment complexes.
Bin, that's the
term. Would you ever use any of the dumpster combinations?
I'm not familiar with this term.
Dimpster dumpster or dipsy dumpster? Never heard any of that.
None of those are Tom.
Okay. It's really interesting to hear what some people have heard and some people have not.
Don't know those terms at all.
Oh, yes. Well, we might as well get these over with. What do you call the man who takes care of the dead body at the funeral home?
The undertaker.
Okay. Anything else?
I would say, yeah, there are, but that's what I would
say.
That's
what you'd say. Mm-hmm. And then the vehicle that carries the dead body?
The hearse.
And a building above ground for the interment?
I would say a crypt.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are others, but that's what I would say.
Would you use mausoleum at all?
I would refer to a mausoleum probably as a building in which there were many crypts or many urns of ashes.
Yeah, I see. Well, do you have a name for one that's just for